Now, before listening to this recording, I would highly recommend that you find a comfortable chair to sit down in a private place where you won't be disturbed, because this recording will have some pleasure suggestions, and it will include a hands-free orgasm command. So unless you really do have a very strong exhibitionist streak, or the idea of trying to do this secretly kind of gets you off, I would recommend, again, listening to this recording in a private place. So if you need a moment to get fully prepared for this experience, please pause the recording and do so now. All right, you should be ready in that comfortable chair, and I do hope that it is comfortable, because you're going to soon find that no matter how hard you try to leave that chair, you just can't. I'm going to make sure that you're hypnotically tied down to that chair, unable to move even an inch from it. Now, doesn't that sound fun? Yes. Yes, it does. So, I will need you to focus on that fantasy of yours. Because when you focus on something with your subconscious mind, it becomes very easy for that fantasy to come true. Really, it's going to be a lot of fun to be helplessly tied down to that chair, unable to move a single inch, and at the mercy of my hypnotic voice. Maybe, just maybe, those eyelids of yours are already starting to feel heavy. You can feel them fluttering shut, maybe imagining in your mind that I'm counting down from 5 to 1, slowly. Maybe imagining how well conditioned you are to that. Maybe imagining that you can't help yourself. You can't help but drift deeper and deeper in 5, 4, 3, 2. But wait. No, that would be too easy for you to drop deep into trance, really. You want to maybe try to resist and struggle the command to just sleep. Don't close those eyes. Open them. 1, 2, 3. No. It'd be too easy if I could just keep on hypnotizing you deeper and deeper with just a simple command and maybe a countdown. I know that those eyelids may feel very, very heavy right now, but I want you to try as best you can to keep them open, no matter how many times I tell you to sleep. Close those eyes. Close them. I know that it's difficult to keep them open. I know that it's difficult to resist. So I'll make it a little easier for you. I'll give you a command to open them again. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes. Come on. You have to try a little bit harder. I want to see you struggle a bit to resist the urge to sleep. I know that maybe, just maybe, a jolt of pleasure goes through your mind and body every single time I snap my fingers, but do your best to resist it. 1, 2, 3. Okay? I know that it's very easy to sleep deeply, you see? I had mercy on you. I didn't tell you to sleep deeply. I just said it. I didn't command it. Open those eyes. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Do your best. Really, I haven't even tied you down to that chair yet. I haven't even counted down from 5 to 1. 5, closing those eyes. 4, struggling to open them. 3, thinking about how good it'd feel to drift deeper and deeper. 2, barely able to resist any longer. And 1, sleep. Dropping deep, closing those eyes. No longer resisting. No longer trying to resist. All you can do is focus on my voice. Drifting back up towards wakefulness, ready to be deeply fractionated and lose all control. 1, two, three. Open those eyes, but not for long. You know what I want you to do. Drop deep into sleep. In five, four, three, two, and one. Sleep. Let go of everything. My voice is becoming your complete and total reality. You want to go deep into trance, deep into hypnosis, so that I can guide you to a place where we can have a lot of fun with your mind. Get ready to go even deeper. Open those eyes on three. One, two, three. Ready to go back down deeper and deeper. Five, four, three, two, one. Sleep. You see, all that resistance has melted away. You were really eager all along to be deeply hypnotized. You just wanted to give up all control. It's as easy as one, two, three. Open those eyes and sleep. Dropping back down even deeper now. Focusing on my voice and following me down a familiar hallway. On either side, there are many doors. However, I'm going to guide you to a very special door today. The door that I'm going to lead you to is the door to the control room for your mind. Now, this is going to be a very fun place because it's going to give me a lot of control over your mind. I guess that's only natural because it is the control room to your mind. Imagine what the control room to your mind would look like. It could be anything. However, no matter what it looks like, I do think it should have a chair and some really fun controls for me to mess with. Maybe some knobs and dials, some buttons, or switches. It really doesn't matter what's in there. Because all that matters is that once I'm in there, I'll be the one in control. So just guide me along to the control room of your mind. That place where we can have a lot of fun. We're getting closer and closer. Focus on my voice and my words as we get closer and closer. We're almost there. In fact, I see a door on our right-hand side that's labeled control room. That must be it. We're five steps away. Four, three, two, and one. Here, let me open that door for you. Come on in. That's it. And now that you're inside, I'm going to close and lock this door, okay? No escape. No getting out of the fun that we're going to have. Now, isn't this an interesting space? Look around. Oh, here's a chair, just like I predicted. And you know what? That's great, because we're going to have some fun with that chair. Walk over to it and sit down. That's an order. Do it. Good. Now tell me, are you comfortable? Is this chair relaxing to sit in? I certainly do hope so, because I'm going to be tying you down to it. You're not going to be able to move a single inch, because I'm going to be the one in control of your mind, and I don't want you interfering at all. So just relax as I start tying your right wrist to the arm of the chair. You see, I came prepared, and I brought along a little bit of rope. Well, maybe not just a little bit, maybe a lot of bit. But in either case, I definitely have enough to make sure that your right wrist is tied nice and tight to that chair. Try to move your right wrist and find that you can't. Whenever you try to move it, you find that it just gets heavier and heavier, and the rope tying it down just gets a little bit more snug and tight. Stop trying to struggle. I don't want you hurting yourself. Now, let me see that left wrist of yours. That needs to be tied down also, nice and tight. Feel the rope wrapping around your wrist, tying you down nice and snug. Both your left and right wrist tied down nice and tight to the arms of this chair. Now tell me, how does this make you feel? You seem to be reacting in an interesting way. Don't tell me that you're getting some sort of enjoyment out of this. Do you like being hypnotized and tied to a chair? Really? How scandalous. However, I'm not done with you. There are still your ankles to be tied down nice and tight. I don't want you getting loose at all. I want you feeling nice and helpless, completely vulnerable, and at my mercy in the control room of your mind. So, let me see that left ankle. I'm going to be tying it down to the chair, right to the leg of the chair. Good. Nice and tight. Struggle against it for a moment and find that you can't. These ropes are very strong, and the knots that I tie are very tight. Good. Now your right ankle. Feel the ropes wrapping around it, tying it down nice and tight to the leg of the chair. Almost done. And there. Now, both your wrists and your ankles are tied down nice and tight to the chair. Squirm and struggle as hard as you can and find that it's no use. You just can't get out. Excellent. Stop trying to resist, though. Just relax. Because while you're tied up here, that means I have free rein over all of these fun controls in your mind. There are so many buttons, switches. I wonder which ones should I press first. There's some over here. Oh, but there's these over here. These buttons seem to control the pleasure you feel in your mind and body. Now. Whatever shall I do? I have you tied up, all helpless. And there are these little buttons and switches, dials and knobs that control the pleasure you feel. What if I just press one button now? Deep jolt of pleasure. Oh, I see. So that's what happens. What if I turn this dial up a little bit more? Feel your arousal building up more and more. I see there's some interesting reactions. What about all these little switches? Pleasure, 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 pleasure. I wonder if I was to tease and toy with all of these controls long enough, would you just go over the edge and orgasm as you're helplessly tied down here? Well, there's only one way to find out. I guess I'm going to have to keep on playing with these controls. Pleasure. That's it. Feel a jolt of pleasure whenever I fiddle with a knob or dial. Pleasure. Feel your arousal growing more and more as you realize you really don't have any control over the situation. Pleasure. Eventually, I'm going to find the right buttons and dials that will force you to orgasm. It's just a matter of time. Pleasure. Each time I snap my fingers, feel it growing twice as intense. Pleasure. Each button and dial that I press intensifies your arousal and lust. Pleasure. Struggle in vain against those bonds. It amuses me to see you trying to resist. Pleasure. Your body involuntarily tenses up in anticipation for the next pulsation of pleasure. That's it. Enjoy it. Feeling the pleasure growing stronger and stronger, knowing that soon it will overflow into orgasm, but not quite yet. Pleasure. Feeling really horny and deeply hypnotized, knowing that soon it will happen. But I'm not really in too much of a rush. You see, I'm having a lot of fun with all these buttons and dials. I can maybe shift where you feel the pleasure. Move it all along your body. Pleasure. Or maybe just focus and concentrate it in one part of your body. Pleasure. Maybe I can make you feel it just in your mind. Pleasure. And maybe, just maybe, I can turn it off completely and totally, unable to feel any pleasure now. But you know what? That's not really that much fun. So I'm going to turn it back on. Feel the pleasure returning. Feel that arousal flowing through each and every part of your mind and body. Pleasure. Ah, I think I'm really getting the hang of this. Tell me, do you mind that I'm playing around with your mind and body so much? I don't know why I bothered asking, though. It's not like I really care, and I'm definitely not going to stop inflicting this pleasure on you until you finally orgasm. In fact, now that I mention it, I think I've figured out the right sequence of buttons, dials, and switches to hit in order to make you orgasm. Maybe I should do a test run. Feel that pleasure building up as I count down from 5 to 1. 5. Pleasure. Feel every square inch of your body tingling with arousal and lust. 4. Pleasure. Letting go to it all the way, your mind blanking out. 3. Pleasure. You're so desperate to orgasm, you really want it. 2. Pleasure. Edging nice and hard. About to go over the edge. About to orgasm and stop. No, not quite yet. I haven't hit all the buttons and dials. So how about we turn down all that pleasure and arousal for just a moment? What? You want to orgasm? Come up here. Get out of that chair and hit the buttons yourself. Oh, wait. You can't. You're tied down to that chair. Ah, I'm glad that I did that. Now I get to decide exactly when You have that orgasm. You don't get to decide. No, 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 no. I'm having too much fun with all these buttons and dials. Pleasure. Really, is it so horrible being tied down to that chair and feeling this much? Pleasure. I'll be nice to you eventually and let you orgasm, but right now, I'm just going to tease and toy with you, keeping you nice and horny, deeply hypnotized, and writhing in pleasure. The arousal you feel with each finger snap grows twice as strong than the previous one. Pleasure. It just keeps building and building. You can't hold it back much longer. Pleasure. And you won't have to. I'll be nice. I want to see you orgasm. So, let that pleasure build up. Pleasure. 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 Let it get stronger and stronger. Pleasure. 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 Soon you're going to overflow into a powerful, mind-melting orgasm. Feel it happening in 5. Pleasure, letting go to it. 4. Pleasure, no control. 3. Pleasure, letting your mind melt away completely and totally. 2. Pleasure, right on the edge, really, really horny and desperate for it. And 1. Pleasure, orgasm now. Let go to it. Pleasure, feel pulsations of pleasure each time I snap my fingers. More and more, feeling aftershocks of pleasure, deeper pleasure, more pleasure, giving into it, writhing in that chair, struggling and squirming, trying to get free, but the ropes hold you in place. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. That's it. Just catching your breath, breathing in and out, slowly and deeply, as I approach you, untying your right ankle, then your left. And now, I'll move up to your left wrist, untying that. And then finally, freeing your right wrist, removing all the ropes. That's it. Give your arms and legs a little stretch and wiggle. Prove to yourself that you can now move. As I prepare to wake you up from trance, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you will wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, able to move your arms and legs out of the chair, and remembering all the pleasure you felt in trance very, very vividly. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, able to move your arms and legs, no longer tied to that chair, and also vividly remembering the powerful and pleasurable orgasm you just experienced in trance. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.